Now it's official. Good afternoon, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. So there is a Shas topic that's known as Eves Agare. We explained what's an example of Eves Agare. So one example is if you have a Shor HaNiskal, means a Shor Shahorag HaSa'odam, a Shor that was involved in Raveh Avinirva, and says Varakta Suisha Vishabema Taharogu, and the Bez makes a Gmardin on the show Shaharagasodam, or the Bez makes a Gmardin on the show that was involved in Mishka Behema. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, we had it in Psachim also, after the Gmardin, Shchota Osabahno, the Gmardin makes it Osabahno. Rabbi Natan had a Chiddush. The Rabbi Natan's opinion was that Shah Niska Mechaim is Mutter, it only becomes Osabahno after it's dead. Because the pasuk says the loshen and the chumash is v'lo yochal es besarei, only when it's in the state of basar. While it's alive, it's called the behemoth, it's not called basar. But that's a chiddush. The Rabbein Tam is a chiddush. The simple reading in the Gemara is against the Rabbein Tam. Pasuk b'shat in the Gemara is after the Gemara din, the animal becomes also b'hanor mechaim. The pasuk b'shat. So what if you have this shor haniskal is either a zocher or an akeva, one or the other? And it mates with a behema malisa, with a normal behema. This is zachar mates with an akeva, which is not a sharan niskan. They have a vlad. So is the vlad osara muta? So if the male and the female would both be sharan niskal, and so then the vlad would be yotze min ha'osar is osar. Yotze min ha'osar. Yotze min ha'osar is learned out from a pasuk bas hayano. That the Gemara in Perek Elu Trefus, the third Perek in Chulin, raises the question, what do you mean, Bas Hayano? Only the female of the ostrich is us and the male is Mutter. There is no such thing. That there's a knife tummy that only the female is us and the male is Mutter. Gemara says, no, Bas Hayano means Beitza Saif Tummy, the egg. If you have a non-kosher bird, you have an eagle, and it lays an egg, so the eagle's egg is Osabano. As we said yesterday, we mentioned a few days, the Rambam's opinion is that on Yotze min ha'asa there's an Issa, but there's no Malkus. It's an Issa Rese. And Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in a safe on the Rambam just points out that the Tosus and Elu Trefus disagrees. Tosus' opinion is that Yotze min ha'asa has a lav. Even though, let's say, you have a behemoth tomato and you milk the pig or you milk a horse. So that's not besar behemoth tmeya. The milk is not the flesh. It's not basa, but that's the din. Ayetz men adomei tomei. That's the loshon haMishnah in the first parak mcheres davav davzayin. Ayetz men hatomei tomei does mean tomei tumah v'tarmi. It's tomei behemoth tmeya. Eila tmeim lachem means a non-kosher bird or an oif tomei or a non-kosher animal is called a behemoth tmeya. So if you have an oif tomei and it lays an egg, so beitzas oif tomei is the pasuk bas hayana. And learn that from that pasuk is if you have a behemoth tmeya and it gives off milk, so that milk will be asa. And then we assume also if you have a behemoth trefa, if you have a cow that it broke a leg in such a way that even if you shechted, everything will be trefa. Sometimes if the animal broke a leg, so when you shechted from the break in the leg till the end of the body, till the end of the leg is asa b'achila, the rest of the cow will be mutter. And sometimes it depends where the animal broke its leg. If it broke its leg by the tzumas ha'gidin, I think you have 16 gidin that cross, that intersect with each other in one location. So that's a mishnah in behemam kasha. If the animal breaks its leg by the tzumas ha'gidin, then the whole chicken is asa and the whole animal is asa. But if it breaks its leg above or below, then only from that break till the end of the leg will be osur. That's called basa basada, trefa lo sachela. What does it mean, basada? And if it's not basada, then the trefa is mutter. So the Gemara says, basada has the connotation, kimish yotza basa chutz lemchitzosai. So chutz lemchitzosai means if you take kachikachim out of the Azara, or if you take kachim kalim out of Yerushalayim, even if you bring them back, that's called kimish yotza basa chutz lemchitzosai nesar. Or If you're shechting a cow and there's an uber inside, that's what we call a bempukua, and a leg of the bempukua is sticking out. At the time that you shech the animal, a leg is sticking out. So that's called kimish yotza chutz l'mechitzosai. The mechitza of kachi kachim is the azara. So if the besar kachi kachim was removed, chutz l'mechitzosai, even if it's brought back in, you're not allowed to eat it. Kimish yotza basul chutz l'mechitzosai. The mechitza of kachim kalim is Yerushalayim. The mechitza of the uber, when you're shechting a cow and it has an uber inside, that's what we call a ben pekua. So the mechitza of the uber is the rechem of the mother. So if a leg of the uber is sticking out, even if the uber pulls it back in before you shech the mother, doesn't help. It's the mechitza of the uber is the rechem of the mother. So if the basim went chutz l'mechitzasai, it'll be awesome. So again, if you have a broken leg, so from the break till the end of the leg, that's chutz l'mechitzasai. Mechitza is that it's the whole animal is attached. The whole animal is attached to the avarim shanashamat leib and to the vital organs. That's the animal. The leg is attached. Normally, the legs are attached to the animal. But if the leg, part of the leg is broken, is just dangling, and you shech the behema chai v'yoif, so the eva, that's medul dol, is considered chutz l'mechitzasa, so that'll be osa b'achin. And sometimes if you break the leg in the right place, if you break it by the tzumas agidin, where you have all of the crisscross of all of the agidin in one location, then the whole animal is going to be a treifa. Fine. So if you have an animal that's a treifa, it's not really behema tmeya, but still, if you have milk from an animal that's a treifa, let's say an animal has sirchas on the lungs, it's very common. It's very in America. It's very very common. The whole career of a dairy cow is in constant 3 years, because they milk the cows in Europe. They didn't milk them. People say they didn't milk them three times a day. But now the practice is in America that they milk the cows three times. They milk them from all they're worth, and then after 3 years, it already doesn't give any more milk. And then in the course of the 3 years, they mistreat them so much that they develop sirchas all over the place. And people say, I was never there to see it. People told me that that it doesn't even pay to discuss removing the sirch after you shech the animal. If the sirchas can be peeled up very easily, so we make all, it doesn't have the din of a sirch. They say it's so overgrown, the dairy cows are so overgrown with sirchas, they say it's over 95% in America. They say over 95% of all the dairy cows are overgrown with sirchas. There's nothing to discuss about removing the sirchas. So that's a problem. How can you drink milk if over 95% of all of the dairy cows overgrown with sirchas, so the milk should be awesome. The pashta says that it's an isa deraisa, a yotze min atomi tomi. There's room to dingzach, there's room to argue. Maybe the din is what Taisus in the first parak in Chulin raises it. There's a different issue in Taisus. Why is a sircha asa? If an animal has a sircha on the lungs, so it's also because we assume they're ready. Ein sircha b'loy nekev. Ein sircha b'loy nekev means there already was an ekev, and the sircha is an indication that the fluid formed over here to block up the nekev. That's how Rashi learns. Ein sircha b'loy nekev means there already was an ekev. So, but sometimes the sircha is mutter. So Rashi, so Tais says, how can it be? Treif ein chazer es lachshev. So apparently Rashi thinks treif can't be chazer es lachshev. Tosus is convinced like that. Tosus and the Rosh argue, treif ein chazer es lachshev. Rashi apparently thinks sometimes it can, even though the animal was a treif, if it has a nekev on the lung, and the nekev is nistam in a healthy way, that the animal will live on for a long time, so then treif is chazer es lachshev. Tosus disagrees, and Tosus thinks, what does the Gemara mean? Ein sircha b'lay nekev, that's a loshan of Gemara ne'elu treifus. So Tosfos says, "En sircha b'lay nekev means sofali nokev. The fact that there's a sircha, there's an adhesion between one lobe of the lung and the other. And when the animal breathes in, so the lobes are like balloons. So the balloons get all filled up. And then they're going to be pulling apart from each other because the lobes are leaning in different directions. So if you have a sircha between one una and the other una, one lobe of the lung and another lobe, and they're going to be ripping apart, they're going to be blowing apart from each other. So it's sofol inokiv. So Tosis claims that if you have sirchas on the lung, it's also, it's a treif al shem sofol, because it's going to become a treifus. It already has an iser of treifa now. So then from the Tosis, it would appear that you don't ask the milk. You only ask yotzim and atami tami if it already is a behema, if it already is a treifa. But if it's also bachila because sofol inokiv, so the chidush din of bas hayana, that Eitzim and Atami Tame doesn't apply. Even if it would be like Rashi, that it already has a treifus, the fact that the animal has a sircha on the lung is an indication that there already was an ekev, and it already is a treifa. Or let's say the animal has a broken leg by the Tzumas HaGidin, so the whole animal is a treifus. So if you shecht it, you can't eat any of it. Shechitas treifus mitar midein avela, but it's not mata b'achilo. So there's still room to argue the point and say, you learned that from the Pasuk, that hayotze min hatame tame. Tame means if it's a min tame, if it's an oif tame, or it's a behema tmeya. What if it's a behema tahora, but it happens to be a treifa? So it could be that this chidush din of yotze min hatame only applies midirabana by treifa. Could be that it only applies benatara by behema tmeya. So it could be that it's only midirabana by treifa. But there is such a din. There is a pasuk in chumash that hayotze min hatame tame. So the yotze min hatame goes on the milk of a behema tmeya, and it goes on the beitzim of an oif tome. So what if you have a yotzim and atome umin atohar? So if you have a zachar and an akeva behema, we're both nigmadinim lemisa because of shor shahagas ha'adam, or the shor was involved in mishka behema. So harakta seisha v'sa behema tarogah. So when the bezin makes a gemaradin on the behema, becomes asabanu, or the pashtis becomes asabanu amichayim. Not like the Rabbein Tam. The simple reading in the Gemara is not like the Rabbein Tam. So if you're going to have the male and the female mate together, and both of them are Rosa Bahano, both of them are Sharaniskal, or both are Rabbein Nivra, whatever, so then the Vlad will be Osa. If one of them is a Sharaniskal and one of them is not, that's the Losh of the Gemara Sanhedrin. Sharaniskal Shabu al Behema Ma'al Yisad. Behema Ma'al Yisad means a normal, healthy animal, not a Trefa, not Osa Bachilo. So one, you have to have a zohar and an akeva to give birth to a vlad. So if one of the two of them is a sharniskon and the other one is not, so that's a shayla of zevizagor. Is it called yotzim and ha'asa? Because yotzim and ha'asa umin amuta. So the Gemara pins the blame on the Tana Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the one who holds that zevizagor is asa. Where did Reb Lezer say that? So they finally said, Abai claims that that's pshat in the Mishnah. Reb Lezer, by social price, social truma v'shel chulin shechim tzosiisa acharachman hanibo. That only if kodem mesila kesisa, lo kodem mesila kesisa, you have the seor shel truma and shel chulin making mechametz. And mechametz is not bottle. Mechametz is not bottle, but the chimutz was done by both together. So Abaye interprets Pshat and the Braise that according to Reb Lezer, if Loi Kodem is Silikus Reise, he left the social Truma there. Truma is also Lehedyot. It's also for a Zar. Truma is Mutter for a Kohen. It's not trait. But if a person is a Zar and not a non-Kohen, then the Truma is also. So if you have social Truma and social Chulin, Shetzir for Nitztarfayach v'chimtso Sariso, so that's an example of Zevizagam. So that's the according to Abai's interpretation, that's what it says in that brisa. The Reb Lezer holds Achrach and Anibo, if you would have the Isur and the Heter causing the Chimut simultaneously, what is Mechametz is a din that is not bottle midirabonon. Minatur it is bottle. Mechametz is not bottle, is a din midirabonon. Why did they ask him mechametz? Because they consider it when the isa rises, when the dough rises. If you just mix flour with water and it's not going to rise, it's going to be a whole different thing. It's going to be a whole different thing. So when it, let's say, oatmeal cereal, if you mix it with, you have it for breakfast, you mix it with hot water, so it's going to get a little fuller, but it's not going to rise. Over here, if you have mechametz, mechametz is going to cause it to rise. It's going to be whole, like a panim chadoshes bo'olakal. So I consider mechametz as if it's a yotze min ha'osa. But it's a yotze min ha'osa u'min amuta, because I had social truma and social chulin. So Reb Leza holds over there that Zebazagar is also. Then the Gemara says, who says Abai is right? Maybe Pshat is different. Maybe Acharachman Aniba. Doesn't matter whether Kodim is Silikisis or not. Gemara says, no. Reb Leza says it the Farish that of Abai Sapas, even if it's of Abai Sapas in the Tanur, Hisik boy satana off about sapas, he says Zebzigar Mazasa. Fine. So we know Rab Lezal Zebzigar Mazasa. So Tosis, yesterday we left off with Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks, there is a braisa in Tmura, da flamina mebase, kolho asurim the gabi mizbeach, follow the same with Torah, Metanya Allah, and the braisa has a comment on the first braisa, Rab Lezar Iser. Why is Reb Lezer Isa? What's the case? So the Gemara has two pshatim. Let's see again. What does Tosis say? Kamar Rav Huna Bar Chinan and machlokes between the Tana and the Mishnah and Reb Lezer and the Braisa, machlokes kishe ibru vile besoif nirvu. Someone, it's Mishka Behema. So what's the machlokes? If the Behema is muberis and then a person is Baal HaBehema. So do you say he vlod and nirvu, or do you not say he vlod and nirvu? What does that depend on? Whether you say ubi yarachim, ubi lav yarachim. You say ubi yarachim, so when he practiced mishka behemu with the mother, it's considered as if he did the mishka behemu with the uber as well, because he vlod and nirvu, because ubi yarachim. And if you all do ubi lav yarachim, so he only did mishka behemu with the mother, he never did with the vlad. Fine. So that's one version. Machloik, that's where Rav Huna Bar Chinan says the machloik is satanoim. And Rav Lezer passels the vlad is kishi ibru lebesof nirvu. Rav Lezer that will be arachima and the rabbana hold natsa. Avon nirvu first lebesof ibru. You have a zochar and a keva gave birth to a vlad, and one of them was nirva before. And the other one is a behema malisa. The one that is an one, like we had the case in Sanhedrin. One is a sharan diskal, and one is a behema malisa. See here, one is a normal behema malisa, and the other one was a nirva, and they have a vlad. So that's the shaila of zeb zagrim. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. That's a shaila of zeb zagrim. So this amoira Rav Huna Bar Chinan says, avol nirvu, avol what nirvu. Well, the besof ibru, if the behemoth became pregnant later, they were called matarim. Even Reb Lezer would agree that it's muta. Why does Reb Lezer agree that it's muta? He's the one who says Zeb Zagar Mezosa. That's Tosis Kash. So it says on the side to look in the Tosis and Temura, they give a teretz. Masha tirtzu al zeh. Yeah. Well, they answer. They answer Pasha. The din of Yotzim in Hatomei Tomei only applies if the thing, it's a din in Macholas Asur. It's a din in Isuri Achila. Or Isuri Hanoah, okay, a Sharaniskal is also Bachila, and also Bahanoah as well. So if you have a Sharaniskal with a Behem and Malisa, and they have a Vlad, you have a Zoch and a Keba, they have a Vlad. So one Gorim is Het, and one Gorim is Isa. So that's a Shaila, Yotzim and Ho'asar and Minamutar. If you have both parents, a Zoch and a Nekeva, would both be Sharaniskal. So then the Yotzim and Atame would be Yotzim and Ho'asar. But if one is Muta, one is also, that's Yotzim and Atame and Atohar. So that's the machloikis, and Rav Lezer holds Zebizagar Mizas, and we pass on Zebizagar Mizmutna. The din of Yotzmen Asar, Yotzmen Tame Tame only applies if the Gorim, if there's only a Gorim Abisa. If you had more than one Gorim was at there, it's not covered with the din of Yotzmen Tame. But if you're talking about where there Nirva is Mutta Lehedyot, it's only Pasa Legabi Mizbech. So you're not talking Yotzmen Asar, Asar. You're talking about Yotzmen HaPasul. Apostle. There is no such din. There is no such halacha that Yotzim and Apostle is possible. let's say a balmum is possibly gabi misbeh. So let's say you have a zochani keva, both balimumin, they both have a broken leg, or they both have a torn ear, both have a torn lip, and they give birth to a vlad. The vlad is not going to have that mum. The vlad is not going to have the mum. So because the father and the mother were both balimum, and so the vlad is going to be a balmum. So maybe I should say the vlad is possibly gabi misbeh because of yotzim in her. No, there is no such thing. Yotzim in apostle possible. Is it then yotzim in atomi, tomi, if it's also bachim? So that's what Tosis answers there. That by Rav Nerva and Shara Niskal is mutlahet, yet it's only pasal legabe mizbech. So the din of Zevza Gorim also the Rableza is a branch of the din of yotzim in atomi, tomi. It's an extension of the din of yotzim in atomi, tomi. It only applies if the thing is also bachila. But if it's mutl bachila, just pasal legabe mizbech, bechlal there's no din that yotzim in apostle is pasal. That's a simple pshat in Tosfos. Yeah, that's the teretz that they give there in Tmur. Yesterday we mentioned the Tosfos in Nida. I said the wrong daf. I think I said Samach Aleph Beis. That's not correct. I looked it up yesterday after we finished learning together. It's Samach Vav and Beis Dimar Maschil Kol Haroi Lebilo. So Tosfos has this yisoid that it only makes sense to have a lachatchil and b'diyeved on the level of their ice in a mitzvah. L'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlimusa is to be zorek the dam on dalet garnas ha-mizbeach by achatos. B'riyevi, we pass like b'shilol, if you only did zrik on one karen, the korban will be kosher. So there, if you do dalet garnas ha-mizbeach, you did a mitzvah b'shlimusa. If you did on one karen, it's a mitzvah shalom b'shlimusa. So that's l'chatchila b'riyevi. L'chatchila means a mitzvah b'shlimusa. B'riyevi means you will fulfill the mitzvah shalom b'shlimusa. But if you're talking about something that's not a mitzvah, just a matir, a treifa pat, so you're going to say the treifa pat after it's ain't a ben yomo is nice and tam levgam. So the Gemara says menator it's mutal lachatchila to cook in the treifa pat because ain't a ben yomo is nice and tam levgam. That's tam levgam is mutter. The Gemara says lachatchila you shouldn't cook. That's only midirabbanan. You can't have. By a get, the redinim lachatchila, the get should have been written like this. Midyeva, the get is good, even though it wasn't written, doesn't have doesn't have zman and doesn't have a lot of other things in it. So midyeva, it'll be good, even though it's missing other things. So that's lachatchila midyeva in a get, or lachatchila midyeva in a treif of pat. That's just a question of isa v'heter. So Tosfos said that's a dead giveaway. That's only midrabbanan. It doesn't make sense that there should be a lachatchila midyeva. The Araisa and I'm out there. It can't be. It's only an emitz. Yeah, so that's what we pointed out, that the Tosfos on Chavav on the base, the last two Tosfos on the daf are both Yimar Mascha, Becharish, Ben Yosh, and Yutzan. So the first of the two, next to the last Tosfos on the daf, Tosfos says, two chidushim. Number one, they say that Zev Zagorim is only Mutta B'riyeh, but it's also Lachatchila. That's a chiddush. It's not really explicit. The way they prove it is not such a conclusive proof. They quote from the Tana Rab Yossi. If you have an eger shalor lo, ain't no tam eger shalor li, you're not allowed to plant it in the ground. You're not allowed to plant it because the eger shalor lo is also banos. So when you plant it in the ground, al das, that a new tree should grow up from it. So you're planting it in the ground. There's an act of getting hana from it. It's not because zeb zegarm is also lachatchila. No, the egos is also bahano, and here you're getting hano. You're getting hano from the egos. That's perhaps the push-up shot in the Gemara. But then, after you already did plant the egos, you already shown up getan the avera. You violated the issa, getting hano from the egos by planting it in the ground. Then lo and behold, a year goes by, and a couple of years go by, and a big tree grows out from the egos. A nut tree grows out. So now the question is, are you allowed to eat the nuts on the tree? So the first 3 years is going to be orla. After the first 3 years, or let's say the whole wood of the tree, when you have orla, only the peiros harosa, the wood of the tree is muta. But here, since the whole tree came from the egg of shal orla, maybe the whole wood of the tree should be osa. So that's a shaila. So that's a shaila of. That's already a shaila of yeshva chetzim epas and zev zagarm. So there, Rabbi Yossi holds that zev zagarm is muta. When you're talking about the tree that grew out of the Eger Shaloyla, that's a topic of Yeshva Chetzim Epas and Zev Zagarim. So Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is Mutta, but L'chatchila, to plant the Egers is Asa, Not necessarily way Tosfos said, because Zevzer Gerim is also Lechatchila. No, it's not Zevzer Gerim. I'm taking an egg as a Tzosabano. I'm planting it in the ground. I'm going to see to it that it's going to become Mutta later on, because the egg is going to rot away. It's going to disappear. And the whole tree is going to come out of it. So I'm getting Hanoah from the egos. The Pashta says it. That itself is a violation of Yisurei Hanoah. But then the discussion is later, after the new tree does grow, will the new tree be usher? So that's the, then you have to judge. If you hold Yesh Vachetzim the Pas and you hold Zeb Zagorim, you have to judge. So that's the double chiddush that Tosfos has. Tosfos holds that you're not allowed to plant the ego shal orla because Zeb Zagorim is also lechatchila. One could have learned differently, that it's not because of Zeb Zagorim lechatchila. And number two, Tosfos says, whenever you have Zeb Zagorim is also lechatchila, but b'dieved it'll be mutter. So then if it's going to be a hefsed meruba, then you say, that's the other chiddush that Tosfos has. So that's what I said yesterday. The pashtus is that Shas Hatchak k'dieved domi, that b'shas hatchak we allow lechatchila, which usually is only mutter b'dieved. That's because the whole din you're talking about is a din derabbanan. If you would have been, if Yeshua Chetzim and Pas would have been a din deraisa, that I don't think it wouldn't make sense to say lechilik din lechatchila miriyevid. That's a dead giveaway. The fact that lechatchila it's awesome miriyevid it's mutter. So the whole topic that you're talking about is only the rabbanan. And dinim deraisa, there's no in isa v'heter and dinim deraisa, there's no chilik din lechatchila miriyevid. And you wouldn't say that b'shas hatchak it's mutter lechatchila. Whatever is mutter b'di'eved, so b'shas hatchak mutter lechatchila. That's if you're talking about dinim derabbanan, you can say such. If you're talking about a real din deraisa, how can you say that b'shas hatchak b'di'eved? Yeah. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua Taka writes on this sugya, that he quotes a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah in the beginning of Perakol Atzlamim. I still didn't have a chance to look it up. So Tosfos writes there the Ferish that from our sugya is Mavua Lahedya, that the whole din of Yeshua Chetzim at Pas is only a din de Rabban. Okay. So the Mechametz, if you have Sor Shal Is, Sor Shal Truma, with Sor Shal Chulin, Ein Mezek De Lahachman, Sein Mezek De Lahachman, when it's Tar for Yachad, then it's a topic of Zeb Zagorim of what? Of Yetzim and Haaser. What kind of Yetzim and Haaser? Because it's a Panim Chadosh's Bo'ul Akan. If you just mix flour with water and it doesn't rise, then it's going to be one consistency. Once it rises and it makes a whole dough out of it, like raw dough, it makes a whole dough with air pockets and so on. It's like a whole new thing. So that whole new Panim Chadosh's Bo'ul Akan, that's considered as if that's a Yetzim and Haaser. With the Rabbanan, then I thought it's not a Yotzim and Haaser. With the Rabbanan, I treat it like a Yotzim and Haaser. So if I treat it like Yotzim and Haaser, then it's shach to discuss Yotzim and Haaser min Amutah. So that's the Zeb Zagorim, is Yotzim and Haaser min Amutah. Yeah. Then the Gemara has, let's go through some of the dinim on Chav Zayin on the base. There is a din the Mishnayos have in Maseches Me'ila. Nefesh Kisim Amal V'chotem B'shgogem B'kotche Hashem. So what does it mean Me'ila? So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, Ein Me'ila L'shini V'shushin Emra Isha Kisiste Tachas Isha Mo'al Amal B'isha. What does it mean? Amal mal b'isha. The woman had an affair with a married woman has an affair with someone other than a husband. So the Mishnah says amal mal b'isha emila l'shini v'shus. Means she went to someone else instead of staying with her husband. Instead of sticking with her husband, she has an affair with somebody else. So what does that show you about meila behegdish emila l'shini v'shus? That once a person is mal behegdish b'shoigeg, the din of Me'ila only applies to this din of Me'ila, the punishment of Me'ila only applies to Kochi Kochim, because it says, Nefesh Kisim Amal, the end of Parshas Ve'ikra, towards the end, Nefesh Kisim Amal, V'chot B'shgoka, Mikochi Hashem. So Kochi Hashem means Kochim Ham Yuchadim L'Hashem, Kochi Kochim. Kochim Kalim is not called Kochi Hashem. The Emurim of Kochim Kalim have the din of Kochi Kochim. That's Mishnah like that because the Makrev it on the Mizbeach. But the Basur of the Kochim Kalim is Kochim Kalim. The Emurim is Kochi Kochim. Emurim is Kochi Kochim. If you take out of the Azari, even if you bring it back in, and if so, the Yotze, the Basur of the Kochim Kalim, if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsal B'Yotze. Not if you take it out of the Azari, but the Emurim of the Kochim Kalim. The Emurim of the Kochim Kalim after Zrikas Adam, the Emurim had the status before the Zrikas Adam is not Oymed Lahakrova. After the Zrikas Adam, the Emurim are Oymed Lahakrova. So then we say the Emurim had the status of Kochi Kochim. So the din is that when you moil the Kochi Kochim, you have to give Kerem Chaimish, you have to bring Asham Me'ilos, and whenever you moil the Hegdish, then the din is that the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulam. So what if you moil the Kochim Kalim? The whole parsha doesn't apply. So the whole din that once you moil the korbanos, it's yotze lechulin, that doesn't apply either. That's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The end of the third parak, the Gemara says, hatkeh b'shofar shel oila, as opposed to hatkeh b'shofar shel shlamin. The person, he didn't realize that this was the shofar came from an animal. They brought a korban. So if it's a kochi kochim, if it's a shofar shel oila, before Zrikas Adam, if it's a shofar shel oila before Zrikas Adam, so then there's a din of me'ila. So then if he moil behegdish b'shoigig, so it's yotze l'chulin. But hategeh b'shofar shel shlamim, shlamim is a kochim kalim, there's no din of me'ila, so it's not yotze l'chulin. So then it'll be a mitzvah b'aveira, even after you blow the first time. You don't say, once you blew in it, so it's yotze l'chulin. Once yotze l'chulin, you keep on blowing, so there's no mitzvah b'aveira anymore. You don't say that. It's only yotze l'chulin if it's kochi kochim, and the parsha me'ila applies. It also doesn't apply if you moil the hegdish b'mezid. That's where they quote a machlekes hatanoim from the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yudah that if you moil the hegdish b'mezid, then the hegdish b'sheigig mischala b'mezid ain't a mischala. If the person was moil the hegdish b'sheigig, then he gives karam chaimish and he brings asham me'ilas, and then the chumash uses the expression. But if the person was moil the hegdish b'mezid, so there is no parsha of me'ila, you don't have to bring hasham me'ilas if you violated the avera b'mezid, and so then you don't have the chiddush din that it's yotze l'chulin. So that's a din. That's what Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. Ein moil lachamol b'mukdashim. That's a Mishnah daf yutes on the base. When you learn me'ila, some would learn that Mishnah first, before you start the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Some would start from the Mishnah, daf yutes on the base. That's a very fundamental Mishnah. Ein moil lachamol b'mukdashim, except b'beheim b'klisharis. That's what Rashi quotes. Because whatever carbon lends itself to pidyon, so such a carbon can be yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila. If the carbon does not lend itself to pidyon, let's say klisharis, Behemo klisharis does not lend itself to pidyon, then it's also huadinami, it's not yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara quotes a brisa about Tanya Kolan Israfim Afra Mutter. We had a machlekes the Rambam and Tosis, the beginning of our perek, Afra Falof. Says Kolan Israfim Afra Mutter even applies to Orla and Kloy Hakerem and the Chometz, if you hold like Rabbi Yudah, and be a Chometz ala b'sreifa. So Rabbi Yudah would say, an Israf and Afra Muta. If you hold like the Chachamim, that Chometz is a Hashbasasa b'chal davar, so then it won't apply. That's how Tosis understood. But Tosis says, for sure it applies to Orla and Kloy Hakerem. And the Rambam sounds like he holds Kola, the Rambam both in the Pirish HaMishnah, the end of Tmura, this Mishnah, Kola and Israf and Afra Muta, Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the end of Tmura. So the Rambam, both in the Pirush HaMishnah, is there as well as in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes, Kol an Yisrael from Shal Hegdish, Afram Mutter, goes on Pigal Nois Adam. It doesn't go on Orla and Klei Aker. The Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. Our Gemara seems to contradict the Rambam. Because our Gemara says that Braisa, Kol an Yisrael from Afram Mutter, Chutz Me'atze Asherah. Why is it Chutz Me'atze Asherah? If the whole din on Israfim Afam Muta only applies to Pigal Noisetome, Israfim Shal Hegdish, Atze Ashere Asherem Tisra Fumbo Eish, it's a different kind of a din. Asher emtis v'peish means to destroy it, to burn pig on nois adami. That's mitzvah sebekach. That's nasis mitzvah. En l'chodavish and nasis mitzvah samayelim. But two different hasberim. It's two different reasons. Two different kinds of sreifa. So of course the din of kol ha'nisar from nafan muta doesn't apply to atzei asher. So that's the question. According to the Rama, ha'nisar from nafan muta only applies to nisar from shalhegdish pig on nois adami. Because it's mitzvah sebekach and l'chadav shenas mitzvah samoelim bo. So what is the brayis I have to say? Chutz me'atzei asher. Atzei asher is not really an exception to the rule. I must say that's exactly what it means. Kol ha'nisrof and nafa mutu chutz me'atzei asher. Because it's not hegdish. Chutz me'atzei asher means that the klal that we just said only applies to nisrof al hegdish, where it's mitzvah sebekach. It's not a mitzvah. But nisrof al asher is not because. It's b'sreifa means to destroy it. The Rabban Shalom doesn't want to have any avodah zarah in the world. It's to destroy it, not to be mekayim the mitzvah. So little, it seems to be a contradiction to this. A simple reading doesn't seem to read smoothly according to the Ram. Then it's efe hegdush le'olam asa. What do you mean efe hegdush le'olam asa? So that's the shaila. Why should efe hegdush le'olam asa? If it's pigal nois atami, so it's nisraf and mishal hegdish is afra muta. What does it mean? Afra hegdish la lamas. The Gemara gives two pshat. So one is naftlod leka neileha. If someone is moil behegdish bishay geeg, then it's taka yotze lechulin. Ein moil chamod bimigdosh and imbele bebehem klishar is bolvat. Whatever the nature of the hegdish is such that it lends itself to pidyon, so just like it's yotze lechulin like they pidyon, it's yotze lechulin like they me'ilo. In fact, I think that Dvar Avraham has this suggestion. If I'm not mistaken, either the Dvar Avraham or Rab Shimon Shkot, maybe Rab Shimon quotes it from the Dvar Avraham and the Shari Yosha, that the reason why by Me'ila, the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulin, usually, whatever lends itself to Pidyon, so if you give money to the Gizbar, so that's an act of pidyon. Here, the Torah is mechayim. The Torah obligates me to take care of the chaimish and bring Hashem Me'ila. So the obligation to give the care of the chaimish is the pidyon. Usually the pidyon is what the Gemara quotes a pasuk. There is no such pasuk. Tosfos says the Gemara picked a word from here and a word from there. The Gemara presented as if it's a pasuk. V'nosna ha'kesef ikomlo. It says if you want to be paid the hegdish, v'nosna ha'kesef ikomlo. So Tosfos writes, there isn't such a pasuk in the whole Tanakh, but the Gemara is abbreviating a pasuk, and that's the gist of the pasuk. When us not kesef kamlo, so usually you have to actually give the kesef to the gizmah. And here, the fact that the Torah obligates me to pay the karam v'chaimish, the obligation constitutes the pidyon, even though I didn't give the money yet. The fact that I'm mechuyev is the pidyon, and the hegdish is such that it's yotzei l'chulin ayidei pidyon. If you have behemah klisharis that pidyon doesn't work, then it's not going to be yotzei l'chulin ayidei pidyon either. That's the Mishnah that Rashi quotes from Yotes and Beis and Meila. Ein moalach hamol b'megdosh and b'al behemah klisharis b'levad, because behemah klisharis don't lend themselves to pidyon, so it's not yotzei l'chulin ayidei meila either. The Gemara just has a machlokes hatanaim there in meila. There are two kinds of pidyon. Sometimes if something only has kedushas damim, either kedushas damim la mizbech, or kedushas damim la berak habayis, whatever, it only has kedushas damim, then when you do pidyon, then it's motzei lechulin. If something has kedushas haguf la mizbech, hamagdush korban, then it gets a mum kavua. You can be paid there. That pidyon is not mafkia the kedusha. It's not yotzei lechulin. That's a pidyon hamatir. The din is, that's called psulei hamigdoshim. If you had someone was magdush kedush saguf la mizbech a behema and it gets a mum kavua, so then you can be poida. So after being poida, we still say tizbach v'lagiza basav l'chol v'achalta v'lo l'klavecha. You still have restrictions because it's not a pidyon hamatkia kedusha. Like if the hegdish in the first place was only kedushas damim, then the pidyon is mafkia kedusha. If it's a kedusha aguf la mizbeach and it gets a mum kavua, that's a pidyon hamatir. The pidyon allows you to shecht it chutz la zora and to eat it betuma. Atame v'ata yachte v'chlenek hatzvi v'chayol. But really, it still retains kedusha. The Gemara says a psule hamigdoshim, a carbon shuhuma v'nifde. after you pay, even after you paid it, it's still oisah tmura. If I say harezu tachazu, it's still oisah tmura. So you see that even after you paid it, it's not yotze lechulin. It still has the kedusha guf lamizbech. Just that the pidyon is a pidyon hamatir. It's matir. Usually there's an isa koris to shech the chutz lazar. Here he permitted to shech the psula hamikdashim shehuma move in ivdu. He permitted to shech the chutz lazara. And you're permitted to eat it. Hatame bata yachte bechlena katzvi v'chayol. You can eat it in a state of tumah. Whether you are tumah or it is tumah. Hatame bata yachte bechlenu. The tohar eats the besar hakorban that was humam v'nivde. He eats it, but it was touched by the tumah. The tumah and the tohar are both eating together. So the tumah is eating the tumah. He is in a state of tumah. The tohar is eating the korban that became tumah because the tumah touched it. So that's mutah. So the pidyon is a pidyon hamata. It's not really a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. So that's the machloikas hatanaim that the Gemara has. When you say chutz behem el klishar is bilvad, that they don't have any pidyon at all. What if you have a behemas korban, kedusha guf lamizbech korban? They got a bum kavua. And theoretically, it does lend itself to pidyon. That's a different kind of pidyon. That's a pidyon hamater. It's not a pidyon hamafia kedusha. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, the Mishnah and the Braisa in Me'ila, whether you would say nefesh kisim amal ein me'ila l'shen rishus is a motzi l'chul and there too or not. You say that the Me'ila, the fact that the Torah requires a me to pay the karam chaimish, that constitutes the act of pidyon. Is that only by things that the pidyon is mafkir the whole kedusha? Maybe it's even if it's only a pidyon hamater. So that's a question. That's a machlokes hatanaim. Again, so the Braisa says, so the Gemara says, what does it refer to? What does it refer to? If you're talking about ashes of Pidon Laisa Tomei, that's exactly the whole din l'choladeis. Even according to Tesis, that Hanisraf Mafra Mutter even applies to Orlan Klei Akera, but it certainly applies to Pidon Laisa Tomei. That Hanisrafim Afra Mutan, according to the Rambam, it only applies to Nisrafim Shal Hegdish. So, what do you mean that Efe Hegdish Le'olam Asa can't refer to Pigal Naisatame? It refers to Hegdish that's not puzzle and not Pigal Naisatame. So, what happened? Someone violated Me'ila. So, when you violate Me'ila, so it's Yotze L'chulam. So, Gemara said, maybe he violated Me'ila. Tosfos said, maybe he violated Me'ila the Mezid. Or maybe the logs. Maybe the logs behugdush kedushas damim la mizbeach of a shlamim. That's what the Gemara suggests. It could be magdush an animal as a shlamim. That's kedusha guf la mizbeach. You can set aside $1,000. I want to use the $7 and should go towards purchasing a korban shlamim. That's kedushas damim la mizbeach. You can be magdush logs. Also, and say I want the gizba to auction off the logs to the highest bidder. The money should go towards purchasing a korban shlamim. That's a kedushas damim lamizbeach. There's a kedusha guf lamizbeach. I magdish the animal itself. Then there's a kedushas damim lamizbeach. I magdish the value of the log. So that's what the Gemara says. If you all like the Tana Reb Yehuda, that hegdish b'sheigig mischal b'mezid and a mischala. Why? Because all the dinim of me'ila, the parsha me'ila, where it says shini mishus. Nefesh kisim amal means ein mila l'shini mishus, because you learn that from the Sota. Mal be'isha means shini mishus. So that only goes on kochi kochi me'ila, and it only goes if it's b'shege. If it's b'mezid, it's not yotze l'chulin. And if it's on kochi mekalim, it's not yotze l'chulin. So the Gemara says, maybe nothing like a me'ileha, no one violated me'ila, nothing like a me'ileha, batzeh hegdish. So the ashes will be aser. Or the Gemara has another suggestion. Tosfos said they could have said shlamim, they could have said the mezid. So Rashi and Tosfos explained why they didn't say the mezid. Or the Gemara has another suggestion. Maybe it means efe hegdish alamas means when you burnt the karbonis on the mizbeachs. After you burn all the karbonis, it's still there's meila on karbonis because it's oimed lemitzvasa. That's called kochi Hashem. Even the Imurim of the Kochim Kalim are Kochim Kochim because the Oymed L'mitzvah of Haktorah. And if you have, let's say, a Karbon Oyla, so the whole thing is Oymed L'hakrova, so it's Kochim Hashem. What if you burnt all the ashes already? There's still Oymed L'mitzvah, so it's still Kochim Am Yucharim L'Hashem, It's amir lemitzvasa to do Trumas Hadeshen in the morning. Once he did Trumas Hadeshen, so it's considered nizkaima mitzvasa of Haktorah and all of the ashes on the Mizbech and everything is etzim edei me'ilah except for the ashes of the Trumas Hadeshen itself. That you learn out from the Pasuk, this samo, the samo shalo yehane, the samo shalo yefaser. Samo that he should put it benachas. That's what the Gemara said before. That there is a din, there's a rule and an exception to the rule. The rule is, en lechadavish en asim etzvasa en moylimbo, and the exception to the rule is Trumas Hadeshen. So that's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe that line in the Brisa that says, Eif Hegdish Le'ela Masa, goes on the ashes from the Trumas Hadeshen that they did every morning, every day they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Rashi said they took a Malay Hamachta, and we discussed that maybe there's no such din as Malay Hamachta, maybe just need a Kazayas. That was the Rashash's Tainan. And they put it on the floor next to the Mizbeach. So the Eifer, the ashes of the Trumas Hadeshen, which they took off the Mizbeach every day, if Egdish le'alamasa goes on Trumas Hadeshen, okay. This din of Yeshvach Eitzim Epas, the Shita of Rebbe. So we explained there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Tosus and Iran. What is it based on? So Tosus answered the Rabbeinu Aaron's kasha. The Tosus on Chavodim and they say Mamascha Chodesh Yutatz. So the last six lines in the Tosus. So Rabbeinu Aaron had a kasha from the Mishnah and Trumas on Ravasha B'Shabbos. How can there be one opinion? B'Shei Gigach, one should say Yesh V'Chetzim Pas. So the Pas should have a din of Muktzim. So Tosus says that the whole topic, the whole din of Yesh V'Chetzim Pas, the whole discussion only applies if the Eitzim are Rasa Bahano, but Mukta is Mutta Bahano. Then what's the whole topic of Yishach Eitzim and Pas? Do you say that by eating the Pas, indirectly you're getting Hano from the Eitzim, which were Rasa Bahano? Sure. So that was the fundamental Machaikas. Rebbe holds, yeah, indirectly. And that's what the Preyeshua points out, that the Pashtus and the we pointed out on the Tosis about the Shas HaTchaker Yevidomi. That only makes sense on the Din the Rabbanon. So the whole Shitas Rebbe, the Yishra Chetzim Epas, the Pashtus is it's only Mid the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, this is Gram Hanoah. This is indirect Hanoah. Indirect Hanoah is Mutter. It's only a violation of Hanoah Mid the Rabbanon. So let's say if you have logs, wood, that's also Hanoah. How can you violate on the level of the Raisa? How can a person violate Yisuri Hanoah? If this is only a form of violating Yisra'el HaNoam, the Rabbanon, according to the Chachamim of Rebbe, Shmuel says we should paskin like Rebbe. That's why he reversed the gears in the Mishnah. But according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe, so how can a person ever violate Yisra'el HaNoam in HaTorah on wood, if you have wood that's also banos? So the answer is you make a chair out of it and you're sitting on the chair, or you make a footrest. Sharshifa, that's what the Gemara says on the top of Chav Zayin on the base. Ela Eitzim the Yisur the Rabbanon Hechem Ashkachos Lo. How do you ever have a violation of Yisur Hanoa if wood is also Banoa? If you have a Hechetimsa that the wood is also Banoa, the Gemara says you make a chair out of it, then it'll be also Banoa. Okay. And according to Rebbe, this is an additional way to violate Yisur Hanoa, but the Pesach says on the Mid Rabbanon. That what the Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, if you bake the bread. Yeah. So the question is, would you apply the rule of Tam Ki Iker in this case? Let's say I bake the bread using Kashin Shel Kloy HaKerem or Klipe Orlo, which are Rasa Bahanoa. So Rebbe is of the opinion, let it be Mid the Rabbanon. Rebbe is of the opinion, if I eat that bread, this is considered as if indirectly I got Hanoah from the Klipe Orlo or the Kashan Shel Kloy HaKerem, and it's a violation of Yisur Hanoah. Can you really say it's also Bachilo? Can you say it's also Bachilo? I don't think so. According to Rebbe, the Tosus says it only applies to Yisur Hanoah. Means that this is considered Mid Rabbanon. This is an indirect way of getting Hanoah from the Yisur Hanoah. eating the bread will be one form of hana, but it's not really macholas asuras. So the pashta says that the din of tam kiike wouldn't apply. The din of tam kiike, take for example, there is a very cheerful Tshuvas HaRan. The Tshuvas HaRan, very thin sefer, doesn't have so many. We don't have so many Tshuvas by the Ran. But the Ran has a Tshuva where he discusses the nature of the prohibition of Bishal Akum. The Chachamim prohibited us from eating food that was cooked by the Goyisha next door neighbor because it may lead to intermarriage. The concern is because of Chasnus. So they prohibited Pasakum. If my next door neighbor made bread, I watched when he made it, the baking tin was kosher, and all the ingredients are kosher. Everything is kosher food, but it's a pasakum, so you're not allowed to eat pasakum. If it's paspalter, the local baker made it, and everybody buys from the bakery. He's not my next door neighbor. The local baker makes it, and he sells it. So then why should I? I'm probably not going to marry his daughter. Everybody in the neighborhood eats his bread. So Mustama Goyish boy will marry his daughter. Probably, but if he's my next door neighbor, he doesn't do it for parnasa. It's not a palter. He's friendly with me. So then we're concerned that it may lead to intermarriage. So that's the reason, because of the concern of intermarriage chasnas, that's the reason why they prohibited pasakum. That's the reason why they prohibited bishalakum, and the same reason why they prohibited stamyenam. And then once they already prohibited stamyenam, so they threw in an added concern. Maybe he was menasach the wine, and maybe it's even asabahanoa. Just to prevent intermarriage, that would be sufficient if they were asabachila. They wouldn't have to asabahanoa. But, and they were never, and Tosis writes on that Gemara and Avodah Zarah, they would never make a prohibition. They would never aser stamyenam bahanoa because of the concern of nisuch. That's very far-fetched. The goy is a Ovid Avodah Zarah, and he was menasach the wine for his Avodah Zarah. Then he's going to give it to a human being to drink. But he doesn't deify me. He only deifies his totem pole, his getchke. So why should he give me? So Tosef said that's very far-fetched. So they would never have made the gzeira in the first place if the whole concern is only because of nisach hayayin. But once they made the gzeira, because it may lead to chasnas, may lead to intermarriage, so then they threw in. And not only is it Asa Bishti, it's even Asa Ba'ana, maybe he was Menasechet. And even if the wine was processed, the whole concern that it may lead to intermarriage only applies if the wine was processed by a goy. But if, let's say, he's the waiter, so I should marry the waiter's daughter because he pours the wine for me. No, I'm not going to marry his daughter because he pours wine. If I want to have a lifetime supply of delicious wine, I may marry his daughter because he processes wine. But if he's a waiter, he just pours the wine. That's not a cause that I should marry his daughter. But once they prohibited Stam Yena because of Chasnus, then they added on more that it should even be Osir Bahanoa, and that it should even be Osir if he handles wine that was processed by a Jewish person because of Chasnus, that they added on. So the Ran raises a question, and he points out that this is a big machlokes harishonim. What's the nature of the prohibition of Bishal Akum? Should I say that what motivated the Chachamim to make the Gzeira de Rabbanon was that they're concerned for intermarriage? But then once they declared that the Pasakum and the Bishal Akum is Asur, so they declared that it's Macholas Asuris. Or should I say, no, it's not Macholas Asuris. It's not at all Macholas Asuris. It's an Issa Hiskarvus with a Nochris. You're not allowed to dance with a Nochris. You're not allowed to date a Nochris. You're not allowed to kiss a Nochris because it may lead to intermarriage. So eating Pasakum, eating Bishalakum, or drinking Stamyenam is also Hiskarvus that may lead to intermarriage. That's why it's us. It's an act of Hiskarvus, but it's not really labeled as Macholas Asuris. So what's the difference in the Chakira? So the Ran gives you three nafkaminas. So what we spoke about it the other day. So one nafkamina is whether there's a din of Tam Ki Iker. In Macholas Asuris, we learn that from Psukim Chumash, in Macholas Asuris, there's a din that if the Issa fell into Heter, even though the Issa is less than 50% and the Heter is 51% or more, But still, if the Issus succeeds in getting the Sinas Tam, as I say, Tam, Ki Iker, and it's not bottom. And I consider it as if it's still Treif. But Tam Ki Iker only applies when it's Macholas Asuris. If it's an Issa Hiskarvas with the Nochri, Bishalakum is not Macholas Asuris, so then it should be bottle bereif. Once you have a ripe, so it's not called pasakum. That's how we paskal halacha. That bishalakum pasakum doesn't need shishim. It's bottle bereif. Number two, let's say the nochri cooked bishalakum a pasakum on a baking tin. I was watching the way he cooked it and the way he baked it. I know all the ingredients are kosher. So the question is, if I want to use that baking tin to bake on today, the same day, ben yomo, do I have to kasher it? Or do you say no? Why should you have to kasher it? The holy. So the Ran explained, if the midrabbanan, what motivated the chachamim to introduce the prohibition of pasakum bishalakum is mishum chasnus. It may lead to intermarriage. But once they introduced it, as macholas asuras, or did they introduce it as a form of his karbis but then ochri? So if they introduced it as macholas asuras, then there's a din of tam kihika. There's a din of tam kihika, then b'lias kele masa, then you have to kasher the pot. But if you hold we paskal aloha that you don't need shishim, then you shouldn't have to kasher. If the pot was cooked in, if the babysitter cooked some food that's not nechol kamoshul chai, she cooked some food in a kosher pot, so then I should, do you have to kasher the pot or not? So the way we pass them that you don't say tam ki ikah by bishalakam, all you need is rav, you don't need shishim, because it's not macholas asuras. So if there's no tam ki ikah, so you shouldn't have to kasher the treif pot, you're always going to have rav against it. And then the third nafkamina that he has is, what if the nochri cooked, let's say there's a kosher steak, and the nochri broiled the steak, and it's nechal kamachal ben derusoy. Rare done. So some people would eat the steak the way it is now, and a lot of people would insist they would prefer dafket to have mavushal kol tzarka. The steak is fully done, well done. They don't want rare done, they want well done. So if a nochri broils the steak till the stage of nechal kamachal ben derusoy, so then there's a din, a bishalakam on it. What if the Jew takes the steak and he puts it back? The steak is treif now. He's not allowed to eat it. What if the Jew puts it back on the fire and he makes it mavushal kol tzarkai? So do you say, since the Jew had a partial participation in the cooking of the steak, so therefore it should be mutter? Because the only time there's an isa bishalakam is if the whole bishal was done by the nochri. Part of the bishal was done by the isa, then it's mutter. But he's saying, no, treif ain't a chazeres lachshere. Once the food is declared as treif, so it can't become kosher again. That was the machlokes we said before. Rashi holds there is no such thing. Treif ain't a chazeres lachshere. And there's a Ramban also holds like that. Treif, it can be chazeres lachshere. But Tesus and the Rosh hold from such a cloud. So that's what the Ran is assuming. If Bishalak would be a prohibition of macholas asuras, then we have a klal treif and a chazer slav shera. Once food is declared as macholas asuras, it can't be reversed. It can't become mutter. Mashen again, if you hold that it's not an iser of macholas asuras, eating the bishalakam or the pasakam is considered like dancing with an ochris. But it's not that. That's what motivated the chacham to make the prohibition, and that's the essence of the prohibition. To eat pasakam or bishalakam is iskarvis with an ochri. So then it's not macholas asuris at all. So then there is no klal treif ein chazeres lachshere. There's no macholas asuris here at all. So two of the dinim are consistent in the Shulchan Aruch. The one din is that if the goy if the nochri broiled the steak and Michael ben Risoy and Yisrael continues it, so the din we pass on that is mutter. We're mekel. Why? Because we declare it's not macholas asuras. And then consistent with that, we pass on that you don't need shishim. It's bottle bereif because tam ki ikah only applies when it's macholas asuras. And the whole reason for shishim because tam ki ikah. The stira is that the mechaber quotes the suffik. The Ran writes in the tshuva, one page tshuva. Ran writes all three atolis ebizeh. The Avnei Nezer explains the tshuva, but even without the Avnei Nezer, the tshuva speaks for itself. You don't really need the Avnei Nezer to explain it. And then the third din that the Mechaber writes is Sveikei Ledina, where they have to do Hagola. If the Nochri cooked the Bishalakum in a Kedera, do you need Hagola or not? So the Mechaber leaves it as a Sveikei Ledina. So that's a Pella. Why is that a Sveikei Ledina? The way the Mechaber says here, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, they both paskin, you don't need Shishim. If you don't need Shishim, and it's not governed with the rules of Trefein, Chazeres, Lachshera. So you see that they never declared it Bishalak and Pasa, and they never declared it as Macholas Asuris. So, and that's why you don't apply Tam Ki Iker. If you don't apply Tam Ki Iker, so you shouldn't have to Kasha. Kasha and a Trefe Kli is based on Tam Ki Iker. So why does the Machaber leave that as a Sveik Eredina? So you got to know your Adaya to be able to work out an answer on that Kasha. That's a good Kasha, because the Pashtus is like they're on, it's all Tali Zeb is it. So getting back over here, let's say the way that Taisus understood the topic of Yeshua Chetzin, we paskin like Rebbe. Shmuel reversed the Girsa because he wants to paskin like Rebbe. Fine. So we paskin like Rebbe, Yeshua Chetzin Mepas. When you say Yeshua Chetzin Mepas, what does it mean? So that was the machlokes between the Ran and the Taisus. So the Ran held, it's a din of Yetzim and Osir Osir. Yetzim because the Orla and the Kloya Kerem, Arisuri Achila, so Yotzim and Asa is us. Yotzim and Atome Tami, Yotzim and Asa, Asa, it doesn't have to be Asa Bahano, it could be Asa Bahachila. It's also enough. Let's say Behemah is a Behemah Tmeyo, or the Behemah is a Trefa, and you're going to milk it. Or you're going to have an eagle who's going to lay eggs, and the eagle is a Mintome, or you have a hen who's going to lay eggs, and the hen has a broken leg in such a way that it's a Trefa. The whole hen is a Trefa. So the eggs that it's going to lay will also be Trefa. Yotzim and Atame Tame applies to Trefa and applies to Min Tame. So according to Taisus, the whole din of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas is not really Macholos Asuris. It's a din by eating the Pas. You are indirectly getting Hanoah from the Klipe Orla from the Kashin Shal Kloya Kerem. It's Isuri Hanoah. If you eat it, that's a form of Hanoah. But it's not also b'toras achila. It's not macholas asuris. It's also because eating it is one form of hanor. So let's say you have the pas that was baked. Yesh v'chetzim pas. You're not allowed to eat that pas. And now this pas, I'm cooking a soup, some kind of vegetable soup, and a little of the pas, where the yesh v'chetzim pas falls in, and it enhances the flavor of the soup. The soup tastes better now because of the pas that fell in. I took the pas out, but it left a little tam in the soup. So would you say tam ki iker? So according to the way the Ran said, tam ki iker doesn't apply in such a case. Tam ki iker only applies if you're dealing with macholas asuris. But if you're not talking about macholas asuris, let's say someone deifies a totem pole and he worships the totem pole. And totem pole is wood. So the totem pole is also banu. Avodizar is also banu. Avodizar is also banu. You can't eat the totem pole, but it's not macholas. Let's say a person worships chocolate cake. He worships ice cream. He deifies the ice cream. So you're not allowed to eat the ice cream, but you don't call it macholas asuris. Eating it is one form of hanor. The Iser Hanoah by Avodah Zarah, if a person deifies the ice cream, if a person offers it as a korban, it doesn't have to start off as food. It's not Macholas HaSuris at all. It starts off as an Iser Hanoah. Eating is one form of Hanoah. So let's say the pashto should be, let's say someone is cooking soup and the wood of the totem pole falls into the pot of soup and it stays there for a few minutes till they take it out. And then when they taste the soup, it tastes even better than it would have tasted otherwise. We know how the soup tastes. The soup is always, vegetable soup always tastes delicious. But because the totem pole, which is asamana, fell in, so it even tastes better now. So would you say tam ki iker? So the way the Ran explained, you shouldn't really say tam ki iker. Tam ki iker only applies when you're dealing with macholas asuris. This doesn't start off. This is not macholas asuris. This is not macholas asuris. It's the pas here. Yeshua Chetzim Pas. You're not allowed to eat the pas because eating the pas is a form of hanor, but it's not achila b'toras macholas asur. It's achila b'toras hanor. And once the thing is bottled b'roiv, so that the din of tam kika doesn't apply. There shouldn't be a din of bli askelim either. let's say I bake the pas. The pas is asura, and I bake the pas on a baking tin. Do I have to kasha the baking tin? The pas, I don't have to kasha the baking tin. What I get, if I'm going to bake something else on the baking tin, I'm going to be getting hanoah from the fact that I baked first the iser with the klipa oil and the kashan shal klei akerim. So then I'm going to bake the bread that I'm going to bake later today with atzei heter is going to taste better because of the flavor. No, it's going to taste like bread. It's not going to enhance the flavor. So the pashtus says you shouldn't even have to kasha over here. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. The Gemara has, we had the Gemara over here. There's a machlokes hatanaim where the yesh begidden b'naisen tam, ein begidden b'naisen tam, giran noshim. So what's the story with giran noshim? So that, let's say a person eats giran noshim shel nevelo, giran noshim shel behema tmeya. So if you, so there's a machlokes hatanaim where the giran noshim is dina kibosar. Let's say you have a piece of meat, and sometimes in meat there are parts of the meat that are not so edible. But people, they don't spit it out. They eat it anyway, can chew it up, and it doesn't taste like meat. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. The gid doesn't have such a gevaldig taste. But you say the gid is dina kibosar. So if you eat the gid of a behemoth tmeya, you'll be loike because of behemoth tmeya. But you say no, gid is not dina kibosar. So we happen to pass and din is not the gid, ain't the gid in Menasim time. Gid is not dina kibosa. So because gid is not dina kibosa, therefore the Gemara says if gid anosha falls into a pot of soup, you're cooking vegetable soup, and the gid anosha falls in, and it's there for half an hour. Then I realize that I pull it out and I throw it out in the garbage, but it gave a flavor in the soup. So we pass and ain't the gid in Menasim time. It doesn't answer the soup. And the other Tana will say, yesh begid in Menasim time. So it's a pellet, it's a machlokes hatanaim about a metzias. You have the klal from the Ramban in the beginning of Perigei L'Treifus. It never makes sense to have a machlokes hatanaim in something that you can ascertain what the metzias is. Or the yesh begid menaisen tam, ein begid menaisen tam. I thought the answer is everybody agrees that it is nice and tam. But if you hold gid is dina kibosar, then the Torah says you're not allowed, it's macholos asuris. If gid is dina kibasa, it's macholas asuris. If it's macholas asuris, then there's a din of tam kiyikar. So then you need shishim. If you hold gid is not dina kibasa, it's not rei lachila. That's a question. That's where do you draw the line? Is it considered rei lachila nakat? People are eating a whole piece of meat, so it has a little gid in it. So lead to gid also, they won't spit it out. But if you all have is the gid, you wouldn't eat the gid. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is that considered did gid is dina kibasa or not? So we pass gid is not dina kibasa. Once you say gid is not dina kibasa, so what's the prohibition? Okay, lo yochle b'nei yisrael's gid anosha. What do you mean you're not allowed to eat it? So you have to say it's not an isra achila. It's an isra blia. You're not allowed to swallow it, but it's not really defined. Achila is only applicable. You can only apply the term achila if the thing is real achila. If you hold the gid is not dina kibasa, it's not edible. So it's Eitzu, Vatoira Asrasa. So when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, okay, Lo Yochel Menei Yisrael, it doesn't mean Lo Yochel, means you're not allowed to swallow it down your throat. You should be careful. Don't let it go down the base of Liyah. But it's not really an Issa Achila. So for example, the Primogodim and Sima Samachay and Yeridea points out a Gemara in the end of the last daf in Gid Anosha. Let's say you eat a little Gid Anosha now, and then you pause, and a half a minute later you eat the rest, and you had a kazayis turka de achilos pras. So usually, whenever you eat macholos asuras, there's aloha moshe mesina that you can be mitzaref in achila less than a kishira from now, less than a kishira from later, if it's turka de achilos pras. But that's only, the Prima Gaudim says, that's only if you're talking about macholos asuras. But if you order gid anashe eitzu, batoira asrasa, it's not considered meichel at all. Gid anashe is not a meichel. So when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, it's a misnomer. It doesn't really mean, we call it eating. It just means you're not allowed to swallow it down your throat. So that's not really a din of achila. That's a din of blia. So then the Prima Gaudim shows from the Gemara that the din of tzir of token achila's pras doesn't apply. That's halacha l'moshe misina. If you eat a heifer kazayis now, heifer kazayis later, token achila's pras, it's mitztaref yachad. So that mitztaref yachad only applies if you're talking about achila. But if the thing is not roi l'achila, is just an isa bliya, so then there's no din of tochde achilas prat. So you have to dafke swallow the whole kazayis bevasacha. So if you swallow a little bit now, a little bit late, even though it adds up to a kazayis tochde achilas prat, but it's not a maisa achilas, a maisa bliya, it has to be bevasacha. So the same thing, the pashtus, the din of tam kiike doesn't apply. Din that you need shishim and the din that arasas kelim, all based on tam kiike, all of that only applies if you're talking about macholas asuras. But the way Taisus learns the din of Yesh Vachetzim Epas, it's not a Vorta Macholas Aser. The way the Ran learns, it's the din of Yotzim and Ha'aser Aser. It is, because the Kashin Shel Kloy Akerim and the Klipe Orla started off, Orla and Kloy Akerim started off as Macholas Asuras. Even the Kashin, which are not Re'el Achila, but it has to start off as Kloy Akerim starts off as food. So so if you're dealing with Macholas, according to the Ran, if you're dealing with Macholas Asuras, because by Klai Akerim, the word Achila never appears in the Chumash, even Shaloka Derech Achilasa is also an Issa Deraisa, but it does start off as an Issa Achila. It does start off as an Issa Achila. So if you hold like the Ran, that Yeshua Chetzim Epas is really a topic of Yetzim and Atomei Tomei, then you are dealing with the topic of Macholas Asuras. So then the Pasasura, we pass like Rebbe, the Pasasura, so there would be a din of Tam Kiikar on the Pas. But if you hold like Taisvis, that Yeshua Chetzim the Pas only applies if you're dealing with Isuri Hanoh. So Achilu is also because of the form of Hanoh, but it's not really Macholas Asura. It's not Macholas Asura. So the Pashta says that the whole din of Tam Kiikar doesn't apply. There is a sif in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, what if you cook the gid anasha in some liquid and the whole gid anasha liquefied? Is such a thing as possible? Nimoyach. He's quoting from the Rashba in the Torah Sabbais. So the Rashba has two opinions. If the gid anasha was nimoyach, we hold them the gid menos in tam. So the Rashba has two opinions. The Rashba wrote the Torah Sabbais Aruch and the Torah Sabbais Kotzer. He quotes all the Gemaras, and he quotes Taisus, and he quotes the Ramban, and he gives his sheet, and he quotes the Rambam, everything. Toros Abaisa Kotzi just gives you Psak Halacha, Halacha Lamaisa. So sometimes there's a stira. So here, in the Kotzer and the Oruch, he writes differently regarding Gid Anoshe Sheni Moyach. If you cook the Gid Anoshe in liquid, and the whole Gid Anasha liquefied somehow. The whole Gid Anasha liquefied. Do you need shishim or not? So the pashtus is that the way we pass on halacha, eid megid benayis and tam, it's not really an isra achila, it's just an isra bliya. So you shouldn't, an isra bliya, I mean, you're not allowed to swallow it down your throat, even though it's not really an act of achila. Eitzu, atoira asrasai. So you shouldn't really need shishim. The whole idea of shishim is that the thing is macholas asura is, and it can sometimes be nice and tam. So even if it happens, then it's not nice and tam. You got mixed in nim bimino. So it's not nice and tam. It all tastes exactly the same. Still, it's exerim at the rabbana, exerim mim bimino, at the mim shenimini. You always need shish. But if you say gid anasha is eitzu batar asrasai, so it's not macholas asuras at all. That's where the prima godim seems to be driving at. That's why you don't have the din of siraf achila toked achilas pras. So then the Pashta says that there shouldn't be the whole din of Tam Kiikar shouldn't apply. And for sure you shouldn't need any shishim. So that's what the Samachrenim are not happy with that Mechaba. Why the Mechaba writes that Mechaba quoted from one of the two Taras Abayis already, forgot which one, whether the Kotzer or the Oruch. I think the Oruch he quotes the both opinions. And the Kotzer, I think, he says that you don't need shishim. So that's a question. Why the Mechaba wrote that if you cooked Gid Anasha with liquid and the Gid Anasha was Nimayach, the whole thing liquefied, then you need Shishim to be Mevatel. Why do you need Shishim? It should be Batel Bereif. If it's only 49% and the rest is 51%. So I should say it's Batel Bereif because the din of Tam Kiikar doesn't apply to Gid Anasha because it's not Macholas Asuras. Years ago, There was a whole fuss about eating veal. There is a Mishnah in Tamura. The Mishnah quotes Antigonus Ish Soho. We usually know him from Pirkei Avos. Antigonus Ish Soho says you should be like Avodah Mahamsham Shan Sarab Shalom and also Kabbal Pros. So the Mishnah in Tamura quotes Antigonus as saying that a behema shenispat makol yemecha yeho biyisuri hano is also l'hakriv al gabi hamizbeach. So the Rambam, and the Mishnah doesn't say whether anybody agrees or disagrees. So the Rambam understands in the Pirush HaMishnayis, he spells it out, and the Mishnah Torah, he paskin like this. He understood that it's one man's opinion. That's Antigonus thinks like that, and the majority opinion is against him. So the halacha is against Antigonus. The Mishnah in Temur is talking about psulim l'gabi hamizbeach. So Antigonus says, if you have a behemish in a spot, you're not allowed to be makriv, it is a korb. So the Rambam says, that's what he says. We don't paskin like him. And it's muta b'achil, and it's muta l'hakrev al-gabi hamizbeach. Tosfos does not understand like that. There's a Tosfos in Temura, and Lamed Aleph and Men Aleph. Tosfos, a little Tosfos, Dima Maschel Sheyonka. So Tosfos writes, they assume that nobody disagrees with Antigonus. And they assume that Antigonus is not only talking about psul hakrovas karbonas, even though it's a Mishnah and Temura, they assume that the same would be regarding achila lehedyot. If you have a behemish in the spot, makol yemecha yeho, the whole growth of the behema was because it was only eating macholas tasuras that are asa bahano the whole time, then you're not allowed to eat that behema. So Tosfos writes it to Dabar Pashut, that it applies, they don't see why we should distinguish between La Mizbeach and La Hedyot. So Tosfos thinks that it's also. So that's exactly what veal is. That's exactly what veal is. When you eat veal, it's meat that the animals were fed a special diet, so the muscles of the animal never develop. And all of the meat is so soft, it goes down your throat like butter. You don't have to chew it. You don't have to chew the meat. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about this. Is it permissible to eat veal? So he says, we Sfardim follow the Rambam. The Rambam says that that's one man's opinion on Antigonus Ish Soho, and he was outvoted by the majority, and we don't accept his opinion. So even Behemesh and Ispatim, Koyim Echaya, Bisuri Hanor, is Mutab Achila, Benay Marame. That's the end of the story. No problem. But the Ashkenazim may have a problem. Why? Because the Ramah paskins like Tosfos. The Ramah Yeridei paskins like Tosfos. Behemish and its Patma, Kol Yimecha Yeho, B'Yisuri HaNoah, is a din, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's what I remember when the whole story first broke out, before the Rabbanim had a chance to go to the farms and to see exactly what they're doing. So it turns out that what is the special diet that they give the animals that they're going to, the sheep that they're going to make veal out of them, they give it basa b'chol of their isa. They give it nevela meat, nevela that's cooked with milk. And somehow this diet makes the animals fat, good and fat, and it prevents them from developing their muscles. So it's going to be very easy to eat it. Then after a little bit of research, so the Rabbanim from the OU came to the conclusion, others were not so convinced about the conclusion, they came to the conclusion that it's not basim b'cholav deraisa, because basim b'cholav is deraisa, if it's only if it's bishul b'klirishon. If you have bishul b'klisheni, then it's klisheni einam avashel. So here, the Rabbanim thought that the bishul of the milk with the nevela meat that they feed the sheep that they're going to use for veal, they said the bishul is done in a klisheni, so it's not really bishul deraisa, so it's only basim chola derabbanan. Basim chola derabbanan says in the day is muta b'hano. It's only asim achil is muta b'hano. So behemish in spatma koi mechaya b'isasarana. So the isa the heter, there's a sefer isa the heter by Rabbi Yonah Ashkenazi. In the old, I have an old edition, a reprint from Europe. In the old editions, it says Rabbeinu Yoni Gerundi, the famous Rabbeinu Yoni. It's not the Rabbeinu Yoni Gerundi. It's Rabbeinu Yoni Ashkenazi. He never quotes any Sfaradish poskim at all. He only quotes Rashi and Tosfos. He quotes Bali Tosfos that we never heard of. But so it's a different Rabbeinu Yoni. It's not Rabbeinu Yoni Gerundi, one who wrote the Shari Tshuv in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoni Brachas. He was a Sfaradi. He was a Mechutin of the Ramban. Their children married. And Ralbag was a grandson. Ralbag was a grandson of the Ramban and of the Rabbeinu Yoni. So I remember before the OU Rabbanim did the research, so we were all at a wedding, and there's a table about 10 boys from the yeshiva, the Rabbeim and Talmidim were there, and they served the meat at the wedding. So one of the boys asked the waiter, what kind of meat is it? So he told them that it's veal. So the boy said, he doesn't want veal. Please give me a piece of chicken. So all the 12 people gave back, all the 12 people on the table gave back the veal. The waiter didn't know what's going on. Everybody likes veal. Veal is that you don't have to chew it because it's soft. It goes down like butter. It's very soft. That was when the whole story first came out. So at that time, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, together with Rabbi Josh Flug, wrote an essay in English for the RJJ journal. And they wrote about this topic. Behemish and his patma, koim echayeho, bisuri hanoa, that you're not allowed to eat it. The veal, even if it would have been basmul chalav deraisa, if it would have been basmul chalav deraisa, it would have been a din. You're indirectly getting hanoa. If you're going to eat the veal, then you're indirectly getting hanoah from the basa b'chalav that it was fed. But it's not really asa b'achila. It's asa b'hanoah. You're not allowed to eat it because that's one form of hanoah. So you shouldn't eat it. But it wouldn't make treif the plates. Let's say if I cook the veal, I put the burning hot veal on a plate, I wouldn't have to kasha the plate. I wouldn't have to kasha the forks and the knives. Even though everything got a bliya, because the din of tam ki ikar only applies if something is macholas asuris, if something is asa b'hanoah, and eating is one form of getting hanoah, but it's not really, it's not part of the category of yisuri achila, so then the whole din of tam ki ikar doesn't apply. So that's the same, the way Tosfos learns over here, yesh v'chetz and apas, that would be the same thing. But according to the Ran, that is the din of yetzim and atomei tomei, then it'll be macholas asuris, yeah. And the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Issa V'Heta Ha'aruch, Rabbeinu Yoina has a chumer not only behemish and ispat makayim echayeh b'yisuri hanoah, even behemish and ispat makayim echayeh b'macholos asuras is also asa. Why? Mishum arisai. It looks as if you're eating treifas. This came up, I remember years ago, there was a company who wanted, they came to the realization that salmon has a pink color. How come only salmon has a pink color? How come the other fish don't have? So they came to the realization it's because of the diet that the salmon eat. They eat certain worms and certain fish, and those worms and fish cause the flesh of the salmon to be pink. So you can take another kind of a fish and give it that same diet. You can take a white fish that's going to be white and give it the same diet, and the flesh will be pink. The only thing is that it'll be a behemish in ispat makayim echayah b'macholos asuris. It'll be eating worms all the time. So there was a company who wanted to do that. They wanted to make a special lake, and they're only going to feed white fish, those kind of worms, and those kind of treif of fish that the salmon eats, and the white fish will have pink flesh. So they wanted a hechshef in the oyum. So it's a machlokes, the Ramoah and the Shach, whether you have to go so far, the chumrah of the Issa v'Heta Ha'aruch, the Rabbeinu Yoina, that even behemish in ispat makayim echayah b'macholos asuris, also you go so far, you're not allowed to eat it. Mishum arisayin, because it looks like you're eating treifas. Or do you only say, no, behemish in ispat makayim echayah b'suri hanoah? Then if you're going to eat it, then it's considered as if you're indirectly getting hanoah from the Yisuri hanoah. that you don't have to be machmasi, even though there's room to be makel over here. But still, lechatchila, to give a heksha on a thing, that's a machlekes, the shach and the ramah, that's what they didn't want to give. So they never gave the heksha on that. But this this gemara, that's what the Pnei Yeshua points out. This whole topic of Yeshua Chetz and Metas, whole topic is only the Rabbana. On the level of the Raisa, neither the way Tesis learns, nor the way the Ran learns, neither is really a din the Raisa. The whole discussion of Yeshua Chetz and Metas is a discussion of the Rabbana. Yeah. And then the Gemara says, even Rebbe who holds Yeshua Chetz and Metas, it says, but Bishlag Abi Gecholim, they hakol muteris. Even Rebbe will agree that it's muta. So the Gemara has machlekes. Is that only Rebbe agrees that it's muta? Only Gecholim omamos means that they're black. The Gecholim are not orange; they're black. They're still burning hot, but so it doesn't really look like a yotzim and atome. Doesn't really look like a yotzim and atome. The way the Ran learned that it's a yotzim and atome. So that was a machlekes. What does it mean? Also, Rebbe will agree that it's mutter. So when does Rebbe say Yeshua Chetz Mepas? It's only if you have Avuka Kenegdoi. If you have the Avuka Kenegdoi, then it looks like a Yotzim and Atome, or the way the Ran learns. And then, according to Tosfos, then you say that there's as if the Yisurei Hanoah still bien at the time that it's making the bread. It's baking the bread, and then you say indirectly getting Hanoah from the Yisurei Hanoah. But the Rabbanon, that's on the top line. The Rabbanon don't hold Yeshua Chetz Mepas, even Abuke Kenegdo. So the Mori asks, when do you have, if you have logs, if you have wood, that's also Hanoah, that's a totem pole. And they worship the Mishnah Mabed Azorah. So if you have logs that are awesome, I said, what are you not allowed to do with the log? Most, they're not allowed to make furniture out of the logs. So Tosfos goes off on the side, the top Tosfos on Amud Beis goes off on a side topic that there's a concept of Hanoasa Ubiyure Shoveh. It's a concept that applies to Peris Shviyas. It's relevant in two dinim. It's relevant which Peris have Kedushas Peris Shviyas. Only such Peris that normally are Oymeid to a Hanoah, that's going to be Hanoasa Ubiyura Shoveh, eating. Let's say fruits and vegetables are growing in Eretz during Shnas HaShemitah, so the fruits and the vegetables get consumed the same time that you get Hanoah. You eat the fruits and the vegetables and you get Hanoah. That's called Hanoasa Ubiyura Shoveh. Biura means getting consumed. But let's say you have wood that grows on trees. Shnas HaShemitah, you have mahogany trees. Trees that don't give off any peiros. Trees are ilanis rak. So what do you need them for? You make furniture. We have a lot of, I'm sitting on a wooden chair. We have wooden chairs. You have wooden bookcases all over the place. Wooden bookcases all over. So that's, you get hanor from it, but it doesn't get consumed. So since it's not hanor, so birushava, it doesn't have the two dinim. Number one, what grew during Shnas HaShemitah doesn't have Kedushas Perishvis, only has Kedushas Perishvis if it's Oymed Lekach, what it's normally used for, the Rav Tashmisha is for something that's going to be Hanasa B'Yerushav. And then you only allow to get, that's number one, which Perish that grow in Shemitah have Kedushas Perishvis. And number two, which Hanas are you allowed to get from the Perishvis? You're only allowed to get such Hanas, that's going to be Hanasa B'Yerushav. So that's what Tosfos discusses. How does it correspond to our Gemara? Okay. The top Tosfos, you have to know more Gemara. You have to know the Gemara in Bava Kamma and in Sukkah to understand what they're talking about. Second Tosfos is the murderous kasha. The Gemara says, what would the Rabban and the Rebbe say? Rabban don't believe in the din of Yeshua Chetz Mepas. The whole chumra the Rebbe had, the Rabban and Yeshua Chetz Mepas. So the Rabban don't believe in it. They don't believe in it by kashin shel kloy hakerem and klipe orla. What about if it's hegdish? Maybe by hegdish mumma machmer. So the Gemara says, yeah, by hegdish mumma machmer. What do you say? The hegdish is more chomer than orla and kloy hakerem. The Gemara says, yeah, because orla kloy hakerem is bottled b'masayim. And over here, in order for this to be bottled, it's b'mashuhu. Avodah Zarah is mamasha. That's the Raman that we spoke about. The Ram quoted the pasuk, "Layidbak biotcha meuma menachem." Just like it's the kol shehu, so too is b'mashehu. It's not butlin. And the latest svarim, the later achrayim had a machlekes, but the Rama meant on the level of the Raisa that there's a din that Avodah Zarah is b'mashehu, that it's not butl, or it's a chumra me derabbanan. The pasuk means that it's b'kol shehu. There's no minimum size. If you throw it out on Shabbos, into the Rishon Lezion, the Mishnah says, even if it's kol shehu, you don't need a kazais, you don't need a kebetza or anything, even a kol shehu. But to say that b'mashu is not batal, that's a question whether the Rama meant the din deraisa, din derabbanan. So the Gemara demonstrates that hegdish, the isa me'ila, the hegdish is more chomer than the iser hanoah by ordinary klakem. Ka'ala klakem is batal b'masayim. Hegdish is b'mashu. The Tesis asks, hegdish is b'mashu because a dovish yesh l'matirin. Because it lends itself to pidyon. Davish Yesh Matirin could even be if it's just an Isa Derabbana, like Muktzah. Beitzah Shanal the Biyantif is not Batla Fila Be'elef, because Davish Yesh Matirin. So because Beitzah Shanal the Biyantif is B'mashahu, it's not Batla Fila Be'elef, so therefore it shows HaChomer, not so Chomer, it's only the Rabbanan. That's a din. Davish Yesh Matirin is not Batla. Hashat Tachlan Bisa, Tachlan Be'et. That's Tesis Kasha. How did the Gemara prove that the Isa Hanoab Me'ila Behegdish is so much machomer than the Isa Hanoab by oil and clay akem, from the fact that it's not bottled b'masayim, it's even b'mashu. It's b'mashu because Dovashesh Matirin. That does indicate that's a murderous kasha. That does not indicate that it's machomer. And then the Taisis Chutz Me'atze Asherah. If you learn the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that's what the Meforshim are bothered with. If you learn the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Gemara is that kasha. That Tesis, the Gemara gives an answer to the kasha. So it's very unclear what Tesis is asking. The Rash Mishans, Tema the Rashbo is the Rash Mishans. What was his kasha? The Gemara explains the answer. It's Zera the Rabbanan there. Okay, so this is as far as we're going to go. And then tomorrow, B'li Neder, we will start Chazara. Chazara from where? Let's see. So the first Bechina covered till Daf Zion Omid Beis Le'ora Ne'er, the whole Sugya of the Bracha. And this Bechina will start Choshen Shem Agirush Chuda. How far did we go here? So we'll start Chazara tomorrow. From Zainan Beis L'Or HaNer until the Mishnah on Yudam Beis, not so much there. We discussed on that. And then we'll start from Chaf Aleph till Chaf Zain. Okay, so we'll be there tomorrow. We shall continue to do the Chazara tomorrow.